comic actor Jonah Hill grew up in L.A. in the mid-90s, so for his directorial debut, it's no wonder that the 34-year-old stayed close to home and to familiar material. Mid-90s at its core is a coming-of-age story about 13-year-old Stevie, played by 13-year-old actor-skateboarder Sonny Suljic in his first leading role. Taking place in the mid-90s L.A. summer, Stevie's home life is volatile, living with his single and emotionally unavailable mother, Darby, played by Catherine Waterson, and enduring constant and violent beatings from his troubled older brother, Ian, played by Academy Award nominee Lucas Hedges. Searching for solace and a sense of belonging, Stevie wanders over to Motor Avenue in downtown LA and finds a group of skateboarders who he follows to a skate shop. While pretending to browse through a rack of t-shirts, Stevie eavesdrops on the eclectic group of friends who aren't much older than Stevie, but a world away and immersed in the local skateboard subculture. Stevie returns to the shop the next day with his pink Power Rangers skateboard tucked under his arm, hoping to assimilate and be accepted into the skater boy clique. The youngest of the group, Ruben, played by newcomer Gio Garcia, sees an opportunity to pass off his lackey duties to the new kid. Thrilled to be acknowledged and accepted, Stevie is eager to please his new friends. As the days go on, Stevie joins in the skate shop banter and eventually earns the nickname Sunburn. The group of misfits, which include the much older Ray, played by Nakiel Smith, fourth grade, played by Ryder McLaughlin, and the ringleader, whose name I can't say on air, played by Olin Pernot. The skaters take Stevie under their wing, teaching him how to skate, where to hang out, how to smoke, drink, and how to hook up with older girls. The story takes a poignant turn as Stevie discovers his new friends aren't as perfect as they seem, as each face challenges similar to his own. In his first experience behind the camera, Hill succeeds in crafting an authentic and touching film, featuring strong performances by a relatively unknown cast comprised of actual skaters. According to Hill, the story isn't autobiographical, but is based on experiences he had as a young teen, skateboarding and listening to hip-hop in the 90s LA. Rated R for language, sexual content, drugs and alcohol use, some violent behavior, disturbing images, and all involving minors. Mid-90s runs 84 minutes and is set to an awesome soundtrack curated by Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails. While the film may not be for everyone, it's a must-see for fans of Hill and those nostalgic for the mid-90s skateboard scene. This is Linda Jager with a KPCW Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series.